This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
1-866-582-9933. We'll get back to some more information here, but I just want to show you what I've seen across in social media platforms, especially for those that are joining the show just now, second hour. I wanted to let you know we're broadcasting into 159 cities. Thank you for making us the number one and the number two show. You've done that, and we know why you've done that. If you want to join us on social media platforms, you can do that. That is sonsoflibertymedia.com, top left side of the page. Subscribe, sonsoflibertymedia.com, and or beforeitsnews.com, beforeitsnews.com. And so with that said, friends, check this out. I just seen this. This is what it says. Okay, now put this in the face of Scripture, okay? Yes, I'm a Christian. Yes, I make mistakes. Yes, I fail. Yes, I struggle. But I'm God's mess, and God can turn a mess into a masterpiece. Yeah, that's true. But can I just show you what Scripture says? And I just want you to tell me this, because the Bible says that the spirit is willing, the flesh is weak. So we're always constantly having to make choices, right? Romans 6:16. Go back to the Old Testament, Deuteronomy 30:19. We make choices, everything we do. So it depends on what we take on and make a choice to do. Because we have a dispensation to do the right thing. We also have a dispensation to do the wrong thing. And if we're born of the Spirit, we're always going to be quickened by that Spirit. And we're going to adhere ourselves to the Spirit as we follow the Christ. Remember he said, follow me, deny yourself, and follow me. Remember that? Yeah. Okay, I just wanted to make sure. So how does that ally itself with this? Yeah, I'm a Christian. Yeah, I make mistakes. This is the message of the modern-day churchgoers, right? I make mistakes. Yeah, I fail. Yeah, I struggle. And I'm God's mess, but God can turn a mess into a masterpiece. Okay. All right. Okay, gotcha. You all get the point, right? Okay, so let's go to Scripture. Not what modern-day professors that lack Christianity have to say in what they post. See, these kind of people, they want you to do the same things that they don't do. They want you to disobey the way that they disobey. If you're willfully giving yourself over to sin, Jesus said clearly that if you continue in your sin, you're going to die in sin. So there's consequences, like we were talking about with Sal from Colorado just a little bit ago. There's consequences for this too. This is called succumbing. This isn't overcoming. Romans 8:37 tells us I'm made more than a conqueror. Is that what this sounds like? Nope. Listen to this. Christ himself gave us apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, and teachers for what? To equip his people for the work and service of the ministry. Isn't that what it tells us? Yep. Does anybody ever take the time to read verse 12? And I'm thinking of chapter 4, verse 12, because nobody ever keeps anything in context when it comes to what's going on with online posts, for the most part, especially when they're succumbers like this. Do you know what it says right after that? In Ephesians 4:11, it says in 4:12 of Ephesians, for the perfecting of the saints, the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ. Is this perfection? No, be thou perfect and walk before me. Nope, this is a lack of Christianity. For the work of the ministry, apostles, prophets, teachers, pastors, and evangelists, are they actually educating people to be raised up for ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ? Is this edifying in the body of Christ? Furthermore, doesn't it tell us, friends, that where sin abounds, grace does much more abound? Yeah, it does. Romans 5:20, yeah, that's what it says. But let's just ignore Scripture and let's just listen to what these posts are, what they have to say. And you know what's worse? Oh, amen, brother. Amen, sister. I make mistakes too. We all make mistakes, but we don't make them willfully. Yes, I make mistakes and I fail. Yeah, I fail. Well, in most cases, they make mistakes because that's what they chose to do. They fail because they didn't try, and they struggle because they're double-minded. And the Bible clearly tells us in the book of James that double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. Let that man think not that he's going to receive anything of the Lord. But again, amen, brother. Amen. Can you imagine going to the tomb of the unknown soldier in honor of the fallen, saying, you know what, I make mistakes. You know, I fail to represent these people the way that they should be represented. Oh, I struggle to do the right thing when it comes to my uniform when I represent them. But this is what professors in the Church of America have been led to believe because they don't know the Word of God. John 7:17 is knowing the doctrine of Christ. And 2 Timothy 2:15 tells us we're to study and show ourselves approved unto God, a workman that needeth not be ashamed. When you have a conversation about how you're a Christian and you're making all these mistakes and how you fail and you struggle, everybody struggles. But the fact of the matter is, which one do you yield yourselves over to? That's what matters. Because when you yield yourselves over to Christ, we grow up into Him. 2 Peter 3:18. We don't grow down and succumb to our excuses. Why? Because man's not the standard. Jesus Christ is the standard. Now just hold with me, please. Because I'm thinking of Acts 17 right now. And I'm thinking about how Jesus is the standard. And it tells us in Acts 17:31, it says, because He hath appointed a day in which He will judge the world in righteousness by that man, Jesus Christ, whom He hath ordained. Remember how I told you earlier? It tells us, let those that name the name of Christ depart from iniquity, lawlessness. Well, what does that mean? It means that He fulfills the law by grace. That's what it means, right? Grace means the power to restrain from sin. And again, going back to Romans 5:20, what does it tell us? That we overcome. Where sin abounds, grace does much more abound. What are you feeding on? 2 Timothy 2:19, and let everyone that nameth the name of Christ depart from iniquity. And what does it tell us in Acts 3:26? Unto you first, okay, having raised up His Son, Jesus Christ, sent Him to bless you. How did He bless you? And turning every one of you away from his iniquities. Okay. That's quite different than what I'm used to hearing. Absolutely, because you've been out of the Word of God. That's why you succumb to such people like this. Avoid them. It's a lack of Christianity. Remember, Christ was crucified because He took a lot of time through Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John in rebuking the hypocrites. And He told us to beware of them. And He said, the blind lead the blind and they'll all end up in the ditch. Guess where this guy wants you to end up? Follow his lead right into the ditch. Into your excuses. Nope. Hey, folks, you raise the bar. You show men the level of expectation. Look at Jesus Christ, the author and the finisher of our faith. Look to Jesus. He's the standard, friends. And one more scripture. What does it tell us in 2 Timothy 3:16? And this is what's missing in the body of Christ in America, more than anything else. Listen carefully. All scripture, not some, all. All scriptures given by the inspiration of who? God. And is profitable for doctrine. Hold to the word. For what? Reproof. Correction. Instructions in righteousness. For why? That the man of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good works. 1-866-582-9933. I'm going to show you another one on the other side. 1-866-582-9933. We'll be right back.
Ready to set brush fires of freedom in the minds of men? Well, start your engines with some high-octane truth-telling on the Sons of Liberty Morning Show. We'll bring you news and commentary from a Christian worldview using the Bible and the Constitution. Not to see who's on the right or on the left, but who is on the straight and narrow. Get on the inside track every weekday at 6 a.m. Eastern and Saturdays at 8 a.m. Eastern on SonsOfLibertyMedia.com.
With fall just around the corner and people settling down from their summertime vacations and activities, now is the perfect time to schedule an event with Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty. If you're an avid listener of the Sons of Liberty radio show and find yourself saying, I wish my friends and family could hear this message, then this is the perfect time for you to stop thinking and start doing. We all have loved ones, neighbors, and members of our community that need to hear this convicting message of truth and be moved to action to make a difference with all the issues we are facing in America today. So if you want to learn more on how to schedule an event with Bradley Dean near you, then give us a call at 1-866-233-0747. Now is the perfect time to set up fall and winter events at your local church, patriot group, community center, school, or more. So give us a call at 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747 and start making a difference in your world today.
America is in ruins. The globalist Great Reset is here. Enough of the candy-coated, seeker-friendly nonsense. Wisconsin Christian News is a national newspaper where we take on the tough issues. We cover things your pastor wouldn't touch if his life depended on it. Actually, your life depends on it. WisconsinChristianNews.com. Subscribe today, print or online. WisconsinChristianNews.com. It's time you get the truth.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Just trying to get a little bit cooler in here, kind of hot in here. That's what happens when you start preaching. The anointing falls, and the Bible says we're called to be ministers of the flames of fire. Wanted to show you another one here, okay? Just showing you what is not scriptural. And this is the standard of the American church today, and it's pathetic. And they are called to be the moral compass of society, and that goes, everything else goes, and you wonder why you're in trouble. The greatest advocates to what you're dealing with today in America are 300,000 pulpits who remain silent, which shows you who they are serving, and it's not the Lord Jesus Christ, who is risen forevermore. Here's another one I just posted. I take these because I want to share with people so they can clarify in their minds how they're being lied to by others that don't know Scripture or hold the Scripture. But if you look at it, it shows a picture of a bunch of Egyptian and Pharaoh's magicians and facing off with that of Aaron and Moses, and showing that their snake was able to eat up the snake that was made through the staff of Moses and Aaron, right? Well, remember, right, Scripture also shows us that their staff that turned into a snake ate up all the other snakes. But look what it says. This is about as misguided as it gets, friends. What does it say? When people say, I've seen miracles in Jesus' name, even Pharaoh's magicians turned a stick into a serpent. Here, I want to show you a miracle. Okay, are you on social media platforms? The guy with his arm up is the miracle. Okay? He's the only God. He's alive forevermore. He hasn't changed. And how do you know? Because he changed me. That's why. Don't sit there and go about trying to prove to the world about how the enemy is going to heal the sick, to raise the dead, to cause the blind to see, to clean the lepers, to restore lost limbs, Only Jesus can do that. It tells us in Acts 10:38 how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power, who went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil. For God was with him. And when you read in Hebrews 2:4, what does it say? God also bearing them witness both with signs and wonders and with diverse miracles and with gifts of the Holy Ghost. But Bradley, I was told by my pastor that's still dead in his sins, I was told by him that the Lord doesn't do that anymore. Well, here, let me propose this to you. Going back to Scripture the way we always do, doesn't it tell us in Malachi 3:6 that I am the Lord thy God? I change not. Yeah, but Bradley, that's the Old Testament. The New Testament is nothing short of the Old Testament being fulfilled. You need to knock off this nonsense that people keep driving the wedge between the old and the new. Isn't it interesting when you go, and there's part ceremonial and moral law, make distinction, you'll understand what I just said. But isn't it interesting, the first thing that you see when you read the book of Matthew, what does it say, folks? What's the first thing it starts to talk about in the book of Matthew? It starts to talk about the genealogy. And who are all these guys concerning that of the Old Testament patriarchs? Why would the Lord take the time to show you the genealogy of who Jesus Christ is? I'm just curious. Why did the Lord, why was that the first thing that he did? Because he wanted you to understand where he came from and who he is from the beginning of time to who he is today. Okay? Okay, so let's go over to the New Testament. What does it say? It tells us in Hebrews 13:8, listen carefully, I am the same yesterday, today, and forever. So when you hear man contradict the scriptures, are you going to go ahead and question the scriptures rather than the man? Or are you going to question the man who is prone to be reprobate when he counters the scripture? Hey, folks, just because you don't understand or you've never partaken with something doesn't mean it isn't so. Hey, did you hear about the Egyptian king? There was a guy from Wisconsin. He was taking a missionary trip over to Egypt, and he had an encounter with the Egyptian king. And during this particular time, he started to tell the story that back home in Wisconsin in the United States, in the wintertime, he told the king that doesn't have any idea what winter looks like, what snow looks like, what ice looks like, or cold weather looks like, or feels like. He started to tell him that the water on the lakes becomes ice. You know what the Egyptian king did? He looked around at everybody because he's never experienced it before. He told that man from Wisconsin that if you continuously tell people lies, like the ones that you're telling us, we're going to execute you. Hey, folks, I'm here to tell you, first and foremost, just because you haven't experienced him doesn't mean he isn't so. And I am telling you, folks, firsthand, he still heals. He still performs miracles. He still does the things that he says he's always going to do. And what frustrates me to no end, and I've confronted some of the guys in ministry on a national level, that continuously tell their people that Jesus doesn't do this anymore. I'm telling you, the gift of prophecy is there, the word of wisdom, the word of knowledge, the gift of faith, tongues and interpretation. I've got experience with all of them. And it wasn't always me, but I was a partaker of understanding what the giftings were. So, in saying that, when you look at this, when people say I've seen miracles in Jesus' name, question it. That's what he's saying. Question it. Why would a Christian get you to question your faith? Hey, folks, you know what makes my faith strong? When those that are fools for their pain that continuously try to war against what I know is real. That's what makes me strong in the faith, is the test. And for those that try to talk me out of what God put in me, they are a fool for their pains, and it's not a test. It's absolutely ridiculous. Hey, folks, the spiritual world, we are the results of what happened first in the spiritual realm, not the other way around. Okay? And for us to put the Lord's word in check tells you what they're born of, and it's not the Spirit of God in any sense of the word. I've seen it all. I've partaken with it all, folks. And the Bible is clear when it tells us that I dare not speak of those things that Christ has not done through me. I'm not talking about it all being done through me, but I have partaken it with my own eyes and my own ears and understanding that the Lord is, in fact, the same yesterday, today, and forever. This is a lack of Christianity, what we see across this country. And it frustrates me to no end when I see people misrepresent who the Christ is. And they misrepresent him constantly. Why? Because they're not born of the Spirit of God. Period. Period. Wanted to show you this. Let's go on to another point here. Back in August of 2020, this was something I took time to warn the American people, Ezekiel 33, verse 3. Check it out. Well, let me pause there for a moment. When I started doing high school assemblies, everything was grandiosa. It was fantastic. We were doing high schools all over the country. Then about 2005, we noticed the mainstream media started pushing the sodomite agenda, which, by the way, took place right after September 11th. The day after, did you know that the gays were given the green light to start attacking the sodomites? It's a fact. So right after September 11th, they started to disperse and promulgate this filthy agenda called the gay agenda. They call it gay pride, right? I started to fall under attack through the mainstream media, MSNBC twice, New York Times once. That was actually a fair report. Mainstream media outlets all across the country started to attack. Jake Tapper from NBC, actually, I still have the as a matter of fact, I got it on video for you. But Jake had actually reached out to me because he wanted to go on tour with us. Okay? And of course, it was, I'm sure he was up to no good, but we can't say that that's the fact. If he never had the opportunity to do so, we ended up taking Matt Labesh from the Weekly Standard, who did a 5-page report on who we were and what it was that we were doing in high schools. And because it was a positive report, nobody cared about it. But I've had CNN, I've had the BBC, I've had folks, outlets from all over the country and the world attack me for holding to the Word of God when it comes to the sodomite agenda. And I've always said it's their end aim concerning the kids. And if you look at NAMBLA's love boy, their slogan, you'll see that North American Man Boy Love Association, their slogan during gay pride parades is sex before eight, before it's too late. Okay. Now, the reason I'm bringing this up is because back in 2020, I highlighted, not hiding it anymore, San Francisco's Scott Weiner introduces bill to decriminalize men with boy sex. Do you all remember this, folks? And remember, you know, I was a hater. I was a bigot. I'm lying. It's not about the kids. Folks, it's exactly about the kids. Just look to Boy Scouts. Just look to what's going on in the evangelical church, to the Catholic churches. What's it about, folks? Look what's going on in government. Look, hey, folks, who's not being exposed for crimes against children? Isn't that interesting? Yeah, but I was called a liar when I told everybody about this. Well, there is an individual, he's a pedophile, his name is Scott Weiner from South Dakota, or from San Francisco, who introduced a bill to go ahead and allow for men-boy sex, which the whole homosexual agenda is predicated upon. I'm going to come right back to that in just a moment.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
U.S. NSA News update. The clock is ticking on a government shutdown.
The impact potentially enormous, with 1.3 million active duty troops and Border Patrol agents potentially working without pay. Close to 7 million women and children will be cut from the WIC food assistance program. There could also be disruptions at the airport if TSA officers walk off the job.
Laura Winters are reporting. Members of both parties are remembering California Senator Dianne Feinstein.
Dianne made her mark on everything from national security to the environment, gun safety to protecting civil liberties. The country's going to miss her dearly.
Dianne was a trailblazer in her beloved home state of California, and our entire nation are better for her dogged advocacy and diligent service.
Feinstein passed away yesterday at the age of 90. Jeremy Scott, USA News.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
It's obvious. The unthinkable is going to happen soon. With all the distractions in the media, we probably won't see it coming. Your gut tells you there's something very wrong going on, and all the evidence suggests that there is. Those in charge say everything's fine. Stop noticing. But you know better. American families are preparing. Folks are getting into self-reliance and investing in emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, is the place you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save 25%, plus get free shipping on all their three-month emergency food kits. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Order by 3 p.m., and your items ship the same day. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Hey, I just want to say this really quick. I know that there's people online, and we're well aware of them, that they continuously undermine. You all well know who they are. They ask questions, and as if to suggest that we're not going to be able to answer them, I guess. I guess that's the catch here. But it's interesting. You're online right now, so why don't you just go ahead and Google your questions rather than to waste up all of your comment section area in doing so, because it looks absolutely ridiculous. So everything that you're saying, yeah, that's we get it, but it's not something that we're going to continuously take time away from. Again, I don't understand how a bunch of grown-ups can sit around and do nothing but undermine a show that they've been watching for years, and they keep doing it, and they keep doing it. I mean, these are grown-ups that haven't grown up in their head, period, right? Well, I guess we all know that. If you want to call in, please do. Show your manhood. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. I was just highlighting this because I'm just going to make the point real quick. But I had shared with you back in 2020 of August 17th, as a matter of fact, a guy named Senator Scott Weiner, okay, and he wanted to decriminalize men with boy sex. This is what the American people are putting up with. And I just got done telling you the story of all those high schools that we've done and how many times the mainstream media lied about us, calling me a liar about what this is really about. And I've always said it's about man-boy. They're trying to normalize this. Of course they are. Nobody can deny that anymore. And if I'm going to sit there and wait for the apologies to come from these individuals that are committing crimes and attempts to normalize having sexual affairs with children, that's never going to happen. But I am waiting for the American people to stand up and to deal with them, because I am in my own backyard and I'm not going to put up with it. Okay? But it's interesting, you have an individual who's coming off, mask off, in San Francisco saying he wants to go ahead and remove the law that protects the children. We're seeing this in Minnesota, Michigan, California. And does anybody understand that this is exactly what the Nazis did? I don't think they do. The SS, they were a bunch of masculine sodomites, homosexuals. Adolf Hitler knew that if he wanted to overthrow his own people, he had to use those that were backwards. And they were the ones that were willing to commit the crimes. They were the ones that were willing to do the unthinkable, and they did it. Adolf didn't. He just got the right people to do the job for them. And saying that, and if you don't mind, just let me throw this in there. You just heard about Dianne Feinstein. She was a total Nazi. Everything about her was wrong. And yet you hear Biden praising her? Americans hate the witch. Now she understands that this life was only a testing ground and that this life was but a vapor. And now she stood before her judge and now she's dying in her sin because that's where she's at. Now she receives the just recompense. And now guess what she's trying to do? Warn others, just like the guy in Luke 16. This is real. This isn't a joke. This isn't a game. Now they're there forever. But while they were in this life, they wanted to go ahead and test their little steel, only to find out it no longer works. Yep. That's why you have preachers warning you. That's what preachers do. Knowing the terror of the Lord, 2 Corinthians 5. Knowing the terror of the Lord, we persuade men. Not God loves you and has a wonderful plan for your life. That's not what Scripture says. It's all in demonstration God's love is. 1 John 3:18, John 3:16, read them in that order. Dianne Feinstein? And then you had drug dealing Mitch McConnell praising her? That man is as wicked. Oh my goodness, the lot these men are going to receive is incredible. Maybe they should understand that Psalm 22 does come into play, that no man is able to save their own soul alive. Oh my goodness. Oh my goodness, and yet they keep going on with them bad souls, right? Put up Ecclesiastes 8:11 in that place. You'll understand why they do it. They don't fear the consequence of what they do. That's why they do what they do. Doesn't Scripture tell us that which is highly esteemed among men is an abomination in the sight of God? Yep. It is. So when you hear politicians praising other men in the ranks that you knew and know are as wicked as H.E. double hockey sticks, you know exactly what they're made out of. They did the same thing with that witch, Ruth Bader Ginsburg. The audacity for anybody to stand up and praise that witch. Oh, they deserve the hell that they've sowed into in so many different ways. Well, Bradley, Scripture says that the Lord doesn't even desire the wicked to do the things that they do. Of course not, but they made the choice to go on in the sin and continually do the things that they do. And my message, while you still have time, is repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. And if you don't want to hear that, you're going to find out the hard way, just like Ginsburg, just like that of Feinstein, just like these other devils that are right on the precipice of eternity, Biden, others along with them. Oh, my goodness, how's that working out for you, David Rockefeller? How's that working out for you, George Bush Sr.? My goodness. Kissinger's on the edge. Klaus Schwab's on the edge. And they keep doing it, folks. They keep doing it. It's incredible to me. It really is. It really is. Okay, so with that said, folks, this is brand new. Highlighting Scott Weiner again. The guy that wants to normalize sex between men and children. He's doing it right in your face. As I showed you earlier, this is a felony. Read Leviticus 18, 22, 20, 13. Romans 1, 26, go to the end of the chapter. Sodom and Gomorrah was set forth as an example to them that should afterwards live ungodly. Read Jude. Read the whole book of Jude. It's fantastic. It's a very short book. It's got a lot in there. You want to see the God of Israel? Jacked? Angry? There you're going to find it. He's a merciful God. But I'll tell you what, you want to keep playing with this mercy, friends. It gets to the point where enough is enough. This guy right here now, because people failed to take heed to the warning that we gave, once again, he is now the said lawmaker, no, the lawbreaker, who's at the center of California's war on parental authority, parental rights. I've always told the American people this is about usurping parental authority. Am I right or am I wrong? Have I been wrong for 20 years, folks? Because that's all you have to do is look to other countries that normalize this, and you'll see the first thing that they do is go for the children. Look to Canada. Look to Europe. The government wants your children. And why do they want to sexualize them? They want to destroy them. They want to demoralize them. Remember they said sex before 8, before it's too late? And folks, can I ask you something? Remember our wise guy from Michigan, Charlie, who said that they're stealing away our rights and who wanted you to believe that there's a chain of command and it's those on the top that are doing what they're doing? No, no, no. Those that are on the top is God, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And second to God, the Father, is us who receives rights from Him. And those that serve we the people, they derive their just powers from the consent of we the people. In other words, Charlie, government can only do what we allow them to do. So don't sit there and tell me about how they're stealing away our rights. Nope, nope, nope. You can't find that anywhere. Rights are not stolen away. They are forfeited. Friends, where's the uproar concerning this guy? This is a pedophile. He's telling you he's a pedophile. He's advocating for what pedophiles advocate for in the face of the American people. Oh, I wanted to show you this as well. And we have highlighted this. I can't even tell you how many times. It seems like it just goes over and over and over again. They're so emboldened right now that naked transgenders are telling 10 and 12-year-old children why they had sex changes in their surgery on kids' television. We're the American people. Hey, Charlie, got a question for you. Is the government stealing away our children, or are they telling us what they want to do? And are the American people standing down, apathetic and impotent, allowing them to do it? You tell me. Oh, and I can guarantee you that one's not going to fly. Just keep going on with your bad self, folks, because it's coming. What you tolerate, the Lord will not tolerate. What the American people have tolerated to this point is incredible to the world. The American people are proud of what they should be ashamed of on so many different levels. And they keep trying to convince everybody that we're the light and we're, you know, they're standing up in their pride. And the Lord said under judgment that He's going to break the pride of your power. He's already done that. And now the only thing that the American people can hold on to is the fact that it's coming 7 times worse now. This is what I wanted you to see. Did you see this? How many times has Disney been busted? How many times has SeaWorld been busted? Child trafficking? Employees at these organizations? How many times have they been busted trafficking children? This is brand new. More than 200 people, including 3 Disney workers and a Florida coach, have been arrested in human trafficking operation. Over and over and over again, they are called out for their crimes. Huh.
They don't always arrest alleged human traffickers in these operations. Can you speak more to the...
So you know, real quick, Disney owns much of these corporations that 94%... of all of the narrative that you receive, they are part owners of those corporations. So this should come as no surprise. Isn't it interesting what they're advocating for? And they have a gay day in the middle of June. And of course, the people are not supporting them anymore. We will have nothing to do with them. Not a nickel, not a penny will be sown that direction in any sense of the word. And yet they keep doing it. Where are they getting that money from? Why don't you look at some of these omnibus bills, friends, and understand a lot of that money that they're stealing from you is going right to them. And if you think, again, that that's far from the truth, why don't you go ahead and look at the pandemic? What blew up the pharmaceutical companies that were going bankrupt? What made them now super wealthy? Where did they get that money? They got that money from me and you. They stole our money. You see that? That's exactly what's going on with these corporations that are being exposed. I'll be right back. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
My name is William Moore II. Like so many, I was trying to find the next resolve, both in government and faith. Bradley Dean sought me out and reminded me that there is no separation of faith and duty. We are to love with works and overcome evil with good. Put on your armor, friends, for our spiritual battles are not over. Join the fight today.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Welcome back again, 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. Saturday of last, right, I highlighted an article where a local outlet, and this goes beyond just demonizing or polarizing the ministry, but I highlighted the fact that an outlet called The Reformer in the state of Minnesota is going out there literally defaming the ministry, accusing the ministry of being white supremacist, as I, you know, have my black singer and my Hispanic singer and my black guitar player. You know, I guess they just, you know, they don't use that anymore, but this dummy did. He didn't take the time to actually cross-check what he was writing. He's just copying and pasting, and he's making reference to Southern Poverty Law Center, right? And Southern Poverty Law Center are the ones that said, sometimes the press will describe us as monitoring hate crimes and so on. I want to say plainly that our life, or our aim in life, is to destroy these groups, groups like mine, ministries like mine, to completely destroy them. It's not going to fly, never going to happen. Not going to fly. Never going to happen. All politics aimed at the church end in self-destruction, said Whitfield. Yep. I mean, tyrants even knew this. Napoleon said, the Bible is no mere book. It's a living creature. It's a power that conquers all that oppose it. Of course, when the Lord said, touch not mine anointed, that's exactly what he meant. Is that being arrogant? No, that's being confident. Know the difference. Proverbs 28, verse 1. But what he did is he went and took the time to go ahead and equate us to Nazis and hate groups and the gist, when in fact they're accusing us of what they're guilty of, just like their father, the devil, Revelation 12:10. Read it. The accuser of the brethren, right? And they're following the model and slogans of Joseph Goebbels, who was a Hitler, who is propaganda minister, who said, accuse others of what you're guilty of, right? Well, it was interesting because yesterday I had none other than Richard Mack on, Sheriff Richard Mack, who's going to be in Minnesota, and I'm going to give you the times and dates here in just a moment. But it was interesting, when I talked to him yesterday before we got him up on the show, he said, Bradley, he goes, man, I just got hit. Who'd you get hit by? An outlet called The Reformer, saying that I was one of the organizers for January 6th. He goes, where did that come from? Well, it comes from the same place it all comes from. Him who comes to steal, kill, and destroy, John 10:10. It comes from his little minions who do nothing but lie and lie more. And what's sad about it is the American people actually believe that's a part of freedom of speech. No, it is not. You don't have a right to lie. You don't have a right to defame. You don't have a right to put an X on a law-abiding individual's back. It's like putting an APB on someone that's telling you the truth. Well, that's what the media would have you believe. Well, Richard Mack told me that yesterday. He said, Bradley, he said, man, they went and told and put words in my mouth and accused me of something that I have no idea. I wasn't there. I had nothing to do with it. You don't have to explain that to me. I said, what's sad about it is the American people that don't believe the media, they're the ones that believe that garbage. These are the people that sit back and they allow their ones on the front, their real freedom fighters, they're the ones that allow them to just allow the best that they have to continuously be taken out by these liars. They allow them to continuously put the light out. You know, that's what I tell people all the time about the censorship going on here. Folks, you think it's aimed at me? It's not aimed at me. It's aimed at you. Really? Hey, folks. I was just talking to Tim Brown about this morning, morning show host. Did you know that when we first came out, we had up to 1 million unique visitors? First 3 months, it just shot from zero to, oh my goodness, we were in the top ranks in the country instantly. Over 1 million visitors every month, tipping on it. That's about 30,000 people every day. Google's completely expunging our content. Why? Because they're afraid of people that are effective. They're afraid of people that are effective. Speaking of Richard Mack, wasn't it Richard Mack that won a major precedent when it came to the Second Amendment? Yep, it was him. Why are they attacking Richard Mack? Because he's effective. The media doesn't want you to see what these people are getting done. Satan hates the fruit that Christ is glorified in, John 15:8. Remember Judge Roy Moore? He's a friend of ours too. Isn't it interesting how Mitch McConnell sent in women to accuse him of infidelity? And I knew when they did that, Moore was going to go after the women. And guess what he did? That's exactly what he did. And he went after the press and he won $8.2 million on a defamation claim. And you know what Moore said to us on the show, this one that you're watching right now or listening to right now? You know what he said to me? He said, Bradley, the media doesn't want you to know that we had this victory. Yeah, that's right. I knew when they went after Moore, wrong guy. I knew he was going to turn on him, and he did. Richard Mack, wrong guy. Now, I'm going to throw myself into this mix. Go ahead, lie about me, but I'm going to hold you accountable. I promise. Defame me, I'm going to hold you accountable, because liberty is the right to do what the law permits. Media does not... Hey, folks, if the media was held accountable for their lies, defamation, in their long history of attempting to cover for the crimes of the guilty, everyone that you now see on the front line, including Fox News, they'd be all gone. See, but it's those that have compromised, those that have lied. See, they bow down and they're worshiping the devil and what he promotes. That's why they're there. And it doesn't need to be that way in this country. If the people knew who they were and what their responsibilities were before God, they would not be tolerating this. And we're going to be held accountable for all of it. Okay? But let me go over to this. Yesterday we had Richard Mack on. I've had him on several times. Did an event with him in Rapid City, South Dakota. Interestingly enough, when we did the event last year in Rapid City, South Dakota, the press there, just to show you how they track everything we do, the press there did the exact same things this said reformer did here in the state of Minnesota. And they put us together on that ad. Everywhere I go, this is what they do. I remember we were in Arizona one time, and right when I got there, this was that Red Mountain Tea Party, the great tea party. We'd go back all the time in Arizona there. And interestingly enough, the first thing I did is I got up to the pulpit, and I said, is anybody in the press here? And a lady in the back raised her hand, and I said, I just want to let you know that I'm going to look at what you write about me. And I said, if you defame me, you say something that I said that I didn't say, I'm going to hold you accountable. I will take it to you. I just want you to know that. You should have seen her ad, her article, I'm sorry. Bradley Dean means what he says. Bradley Dean is in plain. Hey, folks, make yourself sheep and the wolves will devour. I'm not telling you to be a hard guy in an arrogant way. I'm telling you to stand up for what God has given you because you are a blood-bought people. My goodness, folks, are they not worth living unto? 2 Corinthians 5:15, and I'm speaking about the Christ. We're to live unto him who died for us. He did his part. Now let's do ours. Okay? Let me get over to this. So we have Richard Mack. He's going to be in Minnesota. If you're listening to us out of Minnesota right now, he's going to be on October 2nd at Le Center. I don't know exactly where that's at. It's at the American Legion. That will be at 6:30 on October 2nd. October 3rd, the Freeport Community Center. Freeport, Minnesota, that's at 5 p.m. Sheriff Richard Mack's going to be on October 4th at the Lake Marion Ballroom. That's right outside of Hutchinson, Minnesota. That will be at 6:30. On October 5th, we will have the Liberty Tea Party Patriots. That will be at Willie McCoy's Restaurants in Champlin, Minnesota. That's a bigger suburb here. That will be on at 6 p.m. And then October 6th, he will be at the Word of Life Ministries, and that's in Princeton, Minnesota. Good. October 7th, we're going to have him at the Millworks and Duffney Custom Cabinets. This will be in Deerwood. This is right outside of Brainerd, Minnesota. I've preached there before. It's a cool little setup. Cool owners, too, by the way. October 8th, he'll be at Charlie's Eatery and Pub. This is in North Rochester, so he's pretty much blanketing the state. He'll be there at 6 p.m. No, I'm sorry, 2 p.m. Forgive me, 2 p.m. at Charlie's Eatery in Rochester. And then October 9th, he will be at the La Crescent Area Event Center. La Crescent, it's called. And that will be at 6 p.m. And one more. I know he's got other dates in South Dakota as well, but be on the lookout for Sheriff Richard Mack, folks. Go out there and support the guy that's fighting for your rights, okay? October 10th, the Twist Banquet Hall and Restaurant, that's in Blaine, Minnesota, another bigger suburb. He'll be there from 5:30. He'll be doing a book signing as well as 6:30 p.m. a presentation. Richard's a cool guy. People talk smack about him all the time, too. But he's not a punk to be played with. And he means what he says. And if you look at the fruit hanging on his branches, friends, you're going to understand exactly what it's all about. And there's only one reason, and I'm going to end the show with this, there's only one reason the mainstream media attacks guys like him. Because he's winning the day. And guess what he's conveying to you? You can do the same exact thing. America, we have the freedoms to do the right thing today. Don't tell me about how it's all gone. No, if you're willing to fight for it, do all that you can do and leave the results up to God. That's what we need to do. Love you by what we do. Go to sonsoflibertymedia.com. Consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. And also get the brand new Sons of Liberty Soldier of the Cross book. Orders will be sent out Monday at this point.
Need answers? Try our interactive tax assistant on irs.gov/ITA. Simply select your tax questions, provide your information, and it gives you answers. Also, check our help and resources page and try our online tax map. 5,000 tax topics from A to Z. Plus, you can access forms, publications in a variety of formats.
1 in 3 adults has prediabetes. 1 in 3. That means it could be you, your football buddy. Your football buddy. Or you, your best man. Your worst man. You, your dog walker. Your cat jogger. While 1 in 3 adults has prediabetes, with early diagnosis, prediabetes can be reversed. Take the risk test at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its Prediabetes Awareness Partners.